Samech Zayin Amud Aleph. By the way, just a couple of things. In last night's Gemara, there's the Gemara said, I feel bad, I said in kind of a not nice comment last night about the Rabbi Meir, that he said, you know, your Mashiach is here in Chutz Laaretz, come pick me, tell him to come pick me up, when he died. So there are a couple of different Mishratim actually there. The Mashbir said that it says, Didom Shichechon, it's about the 10th line down. He didn't say, the Mashiach is here, come pick him up, his body actually. The Mashbir says, here, so it should be, Meis Chacham Dilchon, your Chacham died, which is kind of stretching it, but that's how he wants to learn it. And there's the Or Samech, though, is an interesting shot. He says, Amar, the mayor said, Amin ibn Arad, so say to the people in the so the Dom Mashichon, Mashicha in Aramaic means a string or a rope or a boundary. So he's saying, tell the people in the Arad, so that this part of the world, Turkey actually, Asia Minor, will eventually be part of Eretz Yisrael. Not just when Beitar takes over, when Mashiach comes. But because it's one of the lands which promised Eretz Yisrael at the end of days. So they say to them, tell them this is going to be their tchum. Nevertheless, I don't want to be buried there. I'd rather be buried in Eretz Yisrael.
Mashiach doesn't mean...
I know. It means the special one, the designated one. You know. But once I said made a crack last night, so I looked up a couple of the other pshatim. Okay. We're up to Vinishkafa. Or Ksiv. Vishkafa Pnei Shimon. It says, this is the opposite by Midrash Chafal, which is the second citation in Torah Or, and this is actually a Gadita, which is well known, it's in the Bavli as well. Vishkafa Pnei Shimon, it says in Parshas Chukas that the Be'er looked upon the face of the desolation. Amrei Bechia Bar Barachir said, anybody goes up to Mount Yishimon, which is a mount in the Golan, he sees something which looks like a small sieve in the Kinneret, Zoe Beresh of Miriam. That's the Be'er of Miriam, actually, which is put into to the Kinneret when they finish using it on the way into Eretz Yisrael. So it's one of the wellsprings in the Kinneret. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Mora, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Mora said, Sherin Rabbanan reckon its size, Voy Mechavna, and its size is equivalent to Kol Tara Mitziyasa, Kol Kaval Tara Mitziyasa, to correspond, actually not its size, but its location. It corresponds in locations parallel in the Kinneret to the Tara Mitziyasa, the middle door, the Knishta Atika of the old shul, the Yasrugn Gnin, which is some section of Tveria. Rabba Bar Keria, Rabba Kayev, Rabbi Lezah, Matailim, Bistarestrin, they were walking down the street in Tveria, it seems. Ro, Rono, Shem, Bos, Mechutzaret, Slaret, and they saw coffins being brought from Chutzaret, Eretz Yisrael. Omar, Rabba Bar Keria, Rabbi Lezah, Rabba Kayev, said to Lezah, Ma'ilu, Elu. What good does it do for them that they come in death? Ani, Korea, Aleem, I say about them, you made my proportion repugnant during your lifetimes. And you're going to come and defile my land with your death. Meaning, you're saying, once you're born in Chutz Laaretz, don't bother coming to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lezer was Milan Mitzchus. Says, Kevich Magim Laaretz. Once again, there it's so. Are you noitlim gushafar? They would put a block of dirt, a clump of dirt, umenichim aron and put it on the coffin. The chesiv it says v'chiper ad moso amo, the dirt atones for the nation. So it's not clear, and nobody explains here really what it means that that it's mechaper. I mean, just putting a clump of dirt where it's Yisrael on the Arun, what exactly is a mechaper? But in any event, we do that now at Etzem Hayom Hazeh. And probably because of this Gemara, the concept of v'chiper ad moso amo, to bury somebody always with a little dirt from Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Says Mishra, the back out of the Agadah, so back into the Halacha.
It's interesting. You see the Pnei Moshe says, v'chaper lein amusas chut, I think it's chutzim, I would say.
Yeah.
It's really, it's not kapara on everything. The fact that you died in
chutzlar. Yeah, well, it's obviously not kapara on your sins, right? It's also not a complete kapara on your death. That's a chutzlar, I assume. But something goes some way. You know, I'm not sure exactly how it works. I mean, he's dead. What good does it do? But all right. Anyway, so he does. Amri Yevshila Zuzvi Beis Abba. If she says, the widow says, the widow after her husband dies, I can't leave my father's house. Meaning, I don't want to come live by you, by the heirs. So, Yicholim Ayorshim Lomar Lo, the heirs can say, Ter Imat Etzlenu, if you're by us, Yesh Lach Mazonos, you have food. If Einat Etzlenu, if you're not by us, Ein Lach Mazonos, you would have no food and you have no right to be supported. Except, Vimaisa Tuenas Vomeris, if she was claiming and saying, Vimneshi Yalda Ve'ein Lodin, because she's young. And they're young, and if they live in close proximity, so all sorts of foul rumors will start, you know, circulating. So then, that's a legitimate taina. Noisim lo mizonos v'yavesavia, they give her mizonos when in her parents' home, she gets to stay home and doesn't have to live by the kids. What's the problem? As I just said, mishum shem ra, because of the bad name, which is going to generate for both of them. Okay, new Mishnah. Kozman she basically, as long as she's in her father's house, kovak svasa, she has the right to collect her ksuba for forever. 50 years later, she can collect, come and collect her ksuba. Kozman she basically, if however she's living in her husband's house, then the meter starts ticking. Kovak svasa resrima chamesh shanim. She's got 25 years to collect the ksuba. She esh mechafesh shanim. Why? Because if, otherwise, if she's 25 years in the house of her father, I mean the house of her husband, so she's exploiting the resources there sufficiently within 25 years to shatas etova kenegzuvasa, to make enough money, enough profit, corresponding to the value of ksuva, divrei meir, sharm reshurim gamlia. That's her main name, reshurim gamlia. Chachom said the exact opposite. Chachomim calls machiri beis baal, as long as she's in her husband's house, kovak ksuvasi elam, she's not moichel her ksuva. However, she goes back to her father's house, only up to 25 years. Mace. Is it? I didn't notice. They didn't get along sometimes. Good point. I think it's an interesting point. I don't know what to make of it. Good point. Okay. So, it is an interesting point. So it's the opposite. As long as she's in her husband's house, she can collect her ksuva li'ayla. If she leaves her father's house, as long as she's in her husband's house, she collects the ksuva forever, according to Chachamim. As long as she's in her father's house, she only has 25 years. Meisa, if she dies, your share within those 25 years, your share must be in ksuvas, her heirs have the right to mention ksuvas for the next 25 years. Now, the next two lines, in where there are a couple of different pshatim in them, basic carbonate, pnei Moshe. So it says, I'd like to learn it just like the pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says that, what's the advantage she has in living in her husband's house? That according to Rabbi Meir, after 25 years, she's used up her ksuv already. So says Mar, she was put in charge of certain properties during her husband's lifetime, and she retains the right over those properties after her husband's death. and therefore she's using those properties to make money, even though she doesn't actually own them. She's by living in her father's house, in her husband's house, she has de facto use over them. And that's how in 25 years she'll make enough to pay for a ksuba. Again, Shanishlam Nirseb Chayabala. Now, what about according to Rabbanon? According to Rabbanon, even though, remember, according to Rabbanon, it's in her father's house that she only has up to 25 years. In her husband's house, she has forever. So what happens after 25 years in the father's house? She's not getting any benefit when she's in her father's house from the ksuva, which, if anything, is affiliated with her ex-husband's house. So it says, after 25 years, she's ready, she's mochel her ksuva. It's just a mechila issue. Not that she was compensated in some other way. She wasn't, but she 25 years, that's the statute of limitations. After that, we say she's mochel. Rav Chiya has the name Rav Chiya. That boy called me Rebbe. That Rav Chiya asked for a Rebbe. Lo miskabra. Bishushen loksu kushen loksuva. It doesn't make sense to say this only by a woman who doesn't have a ksuva. Means she doesn't have the document. Avo beishushen loksuva. A woman who's got the document of the ksuva, gavulol. She should be able to collect forever. Why? Because she's got the document. So why not even after 25 years? Amalei said, no, not true. The Ruba says, Amish is coming to tell us an even greater Kiddush. The Afilu Isha Sheesh Luxuva, even a woman who's got a Ksuba, ain't a Gaiva El Adesiva Chameshonah. She can't collect until 25 years, except up to 25 years. Depending on Rabban, Rabbi Meir, but only up to 25 years. So even though she has the document around as proof, still, she can only collect for the 25 years which are available, not more than that, depending on the circumstances. Okay? Now it says, Gemara, Milsad Rabbi Lezer Amra. This also can be learned from the words of Rabbi Lezer. How so? It says, Rabbi Lezer says, Baal Chov Gova Yelam. A Baal Chov collects forever. There's no statute of limitations on a creditor. He can always collect. Lomar Baal Chov. So that's a little statement. We infer that he only meant a creditor. But a woman, there is a statute of limitations, 25 years. Now, again, let's really try and impose a limitation on this. This only makes some sense to say by a woman who has no mazonos. So after 25 years, for sure she's given up. Again, Eric Suba. I will be shesheshu mazonos, but a woman who's getting fed all those 25 years, and you're naming mazonos sell lo tova. I say the reason why she didn't claim her ksuba is not because she gave up on it or is mochlet, but she was getting fed anyway, so she didn't see a compelling need to ask for it. But ena chinami, after 25 years, if she decides she wants to come after it. So since she's claimed mazonos all the years, then that was why she didn't claim the ksuva. She didn't come later on and claim the ksuva. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amrav Yosef Rabbi Pun said, Sof davar achatit ba? Is it true that it goes that that she has to command the ksuva. Afilu kein, no, even like this, he's kira. She just has to say within those 25 years, ksuva, and she doesn't have to demand it, and that's enough to start the meter ticking again. You don't need tvia. He's kira. Now, according to Moshe, he's actually arguing on the previous Gemara. Why? Because the reason why during the 25th, B'nai Moshe says a nice drive, says the reason why a woman who has mizonos is not going to claim her ksuba, because she's embarrassed. And she's biting the hand that's feeding her, right? Because they're feeding her mizonos, she's going to call and claim ksuba, so that's why she's embarrassed. So ever since B'nai Moshe for 25 years, she's not going to ask for it, but she might come afterwards, and 25-year statute of limitations doesn't count by her. So in that, Rabbi Yosef ben Azariah says, yes, it's true. She might be embarrassed to demand her ksuva. But in order to stop the meter, she doesn't have to demand her ksuva. All she has to do is mention her ksuva. And that's not embarrassing. So therefore, yes, even a woman who's getting mazonos can't lose the ksuba after 25 years. Because although she might be embarrassed to demand, she shouldn't be embarrassed to mention. Okay? So says the Gemara, how do we know that all you have to do is approve Rabbi Yisrael? What?
We should mention
this. The thing that we learned over there in our Mishnah, Mesa, if she dies, your Shea Maskir Ksuba Asa Chafei Shona. Her heirs mention Ksuba, and they're the word that stresses on the word mention, right? They mention Ksuba until 25 years. So says the Gemara, Deruba Silamei Marloch. Says the Gemara, no. Don't think that where it says here Maskirin that suffices. Really, you need to make a claim. It's not enough just to mention the word Ksuba, you have to make a claim. Aye, so what does it mean, Maskirin until 25 years? It's lab dafka, that is the necessary action. You might need another action, a stronger action, a claim as opposed to a mention. But all that the Mishnah is trying to tell us with that is to tell us a greater chiddush, which is, afilu asus chachafei shanim chasu yomechot, even she went for 24 years and 353 days by the lunar calendar. Below Tava, and she didn't demand her Ksuva. V'achakach Tava, and on the last day of those 25 years, she demanded her Ksuva. Noisim la od chafei shana, we give her another 25 years. So when it says maskir, it's not going to tell us how you have to mention it, but it's going to tell us that the mention alone starts the clock ticking again. Okay? She must have died, her husband must have died when she was very young. You get the idea. Okay?
Why do we give her that benefit?
What benefit?
Of restarting the
pot. Why not? She's owed the money. It's a ksuba. We're just reinforcing her rights. In essence, if we take it away from her after 25 years, we're depriving her of her rights.
She's had all that 25 years too.
Not necessarily. She was to do what?
To mention it
in the toilet. Okay, so that's true, but once she mentions it, she doesn't have to claim it, she can let it wait for another 25 years. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Simon Shem Rishub and Levi said, Lo Shana El Ksuas Mana Masayim. When do I say the statute of limitations of 25 years? By a baseline Ksuva of 100 or 200 Zuz. But the Tosefes Ksuva, now all of what you say, this is Tosefes Ksuva itself. Right? It's not just Tosefes, but also in a Ksuva which has Tosefes on the Iker, on the primary component as well, Goyvil, she can collect forever. Why is that? An interesting concept. That tonight Ksuva is an additional amount. So just like it's additional in the amount, it's additional in the time. Because of his great love for her, he's willing to forego the 25-year limitation. Bear in mind this limitation being surpassed 25 years after he kicked the bucket. But he's willing to extend her that... what? Yeah. Love lasts forever. Okay. I don't think in Masechta Ksuvos we ever once mentioned love. We didn't mention Chiba, but we didn't mention love. Yeah, that's all, yeah. So even look again, lo shel ksuvos man masayim ksuvos hal dinar v'goyv loyel. If it's extra money, then it collects forever. As Reva Hashem Biyogan said, I feel ksuvos shel chafei hal dinar. Nope, he argued. Said there's no time and amount continuum. Even if her ksuvos $1,000, ain't a goyv el ad chafei shana. You have a 25-year limitation. Vasily plukvasa, and this machlok is going to call plukvasa like another machlokus. Vietnam, we learned over there. Hanizokin, if somebody is damaged by somebody else, so Shemlembi is when we reckon the amount of land which has to be given as payment of the claim, it's reckoned in the best possible grade land. Ubachov is reckoned in medium grade land. Uksuvas nishabziburis. And the ksuva of a woman gets the lowest grade land. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, so now Rabbi Yirmiyah said, similar to Machlokas one we had before, Lo Shel Mona Masayim, that's only going on the Ksuva of 100 or 200. I have a Ksuva Shel Avdin, because it's just perfunctory. I have a Ksuva Shel Avdin, and my Ksuva is $1,000, which is not perfunctory, go over the Beinonis, it's like a creditor, and you get Beinonis. V'am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, not true. Afilu k'suvas elef dinar, dinu k'suva is $1,000. Ain't a good elef in his bush, only gets the worst off. V'asid Rabbi Yossi k'Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yirmiyah k'Rabbi Shimon Levi. This is the same elef we said before, about whether there's a grace period for the grace period beyond the 25 years for the Tosefis or not. And here too we have a similar machlokas about what's the status of the ksuva by Tosefis. But Tosefis is also from Zipporis, like everything else, so Tosefis is from Beinonis, right? Vasa Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Let's cheat this line up. The Tiyatah we learned over there. A kais in the chosel of Bonav. Somebody writes his property to his kids. Now this is before his death. Right. So it's a shchimira. So the chosel lishol karka kosher. Actually, I don't know if it's shchimira. I think it's a shchimira. Maybe not. Seem like a whole bunch of people all of a sudden got up at once. Right? You got up to get a tissue, it seemed like a whole bunch of people got up at once. I thought maybe they're bringing a Sefer Torah or something. Okay, my imagination. So, the Tiyatah, we have a similar case over here. Yet another similar case. So, we had two similar cases. Tonight, Ksuva vis-a-vis the 25 years, whether it supersedes 25 years or not. At Tanai Ksuva vis-a-vis Ziburis and Beinonis. But Tanai Ksuva kicks it up the ladder from Ziburis to Beinonis. And now we have yet another Machlokas. The Tiyatah we learned over there. HaKais and Nechos of Lubonim. You write your property to your kids. Now, you're the Shri property. I don't know if it's Shri Mirah, not Shri Mirah. I don't recall that it's necessarily Shri Mirah. But it's Shri property. Kosel Mishal Kol Karkoshu. And he said, oh, you dear. I'll also give you a small parcel of land. I think she was supposed to get a good big parcel of land because she was doer ksuva. But if she acquiesces to this raw deal, so then tough on her. eBay, but should be ibda. She lost to ksuva because she acquiesced. The Rav Amar, now what's the story? Rav Amar only been mizakeh there only when she's left in charge of the distribution. And she actually participates in the distribution in this way. It obviously reveals that she's going to be Machlo Ksuva. Shmuel Amar, even b'mechalik lefonel, even if you just distribute in front of her, that's sufficient. Even you don't have to leave her in charge. She loses her Ksuva, just gets that piece of land. This is a leniency of ksuva. They can lose your ksuva very easily. Right? Alright, but I said, time Rabbi Yisachanin, the last Rabbi Yisachanin is, lo sotover ksuvas mon el masayin. Oh, well, this is actually why it's important here. Rabbi Yisachanin holds his kule ksuva, holds it's not just kula on a ksuva of a baseline of 100 or 200, el afilu ksuva sa el af dinar, mikule ksuva sharnukan, even a ksuva is $1,000. Once she agrees to a small parcel of land, she loses it. The same machlokas here, whether it's only about the ksuvas marim asayim, or it's about even the tosefes ksuva that for a piece of land she loses the whole business. Okay? Says about Achalach Nasisayishim, new parak, the last parak. Shtei Dayanim Kzeilus HaYibushalayim. There were two Dayanim who judged court cases which had to do with theft in Yerushalayim. Admon and Chana ben Avshalom. Chana Mar Shnei Dvorim, Ba'admon Amar Shiva. Chana said two things, Amon said seven things. Yishlach, one of the first things Amon said is, or Chana said, Mishlach Lohan Diyas, I'm sending what the Chutzarets. Vishal Tavas Mizona says his wife wants to be fed in his absence. Chana Mar Tishova Basov, she takes an oath at the end of her procuring her victuals. Lotishav et chil, not the beginning of her procuring. Mar's going to explain this. The children of the crying gdolim argued. Varman, they said, Tishav et chil, basov, she should take a shul about the beginning, before she collects, and basov, after she collected money, or so sold off property in order to raise money to buy food. Rabbi said, "Kidivrim," like they said. No, I like Hanan. He said, "Good." Loti Shmuel, but so the Shmuel need be made at the end, not beginning. And Mordechai is going to discuss these parameters. Says more. Wait a minute. It's only two that you're going to be. Lokay, no matter Pinchas, Shem, Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Pinchas, Shem, Rabbi Yosha, are Babel, Tashishim, Batek, and Asios. There are 460 shuls, Hoy Bushalayim. Bukalachas, Achas, Hoyle, Bay Sefer. Everyone at an elementary school. We base Talmud Yeshiva. Bay Sefer, the Mikra, Bay Sefer for Chumash, who base Talmud the Mishnah. So how come you only say there were two Dayonim? Says, where of Eluin, Amemunim, Allah Gezel. There are many Dayonim, but these are the ones in charge of theft. And that, this is their specialty. Anybody has the capacity to protest, such as Chan and Admon. We were able to protest that. The law but does not accept the job upon himself. Whatever ruin causes in the city, it happens in the city, is his fault. It could be. So we learn name Rav Nosson. There was a third time. By the way, in the Bible it says Tayona Gizeros with a resh. So I didn't bring down both there. So it's really people, they make zeros against Gazlonim. It's really the same idea. Okay? Rabbi Chizkiv Shem, Rabbi Yachon, Rabbi Hoyadori Shosh Bekriyas Lishvah. A little bit more, God.
Well, according to the he says that the Chiddush is these people that are against the Gazlonim.
Well, we don't know. They might have had a basin with them.
Because
they chose to specialize in an unpopular profession, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Rabbi Adoresh. He said, Rabbi, there are shosh migros shvach. He used to have nice drushes on three psukim. These were his sermons. Vateshev says by Torah, Vateshev Pesachinayim. She sat at the opening where all eyes gaze. Vavshar Kain, is that possible? I nebech vafilu zoinav shab zoinav zoinav sokain. In the old days, in the good old days, the Alta Titan, even the worst of the prostitutes would not sit in such a public place. Okay? They didn't have movies that back then. Elisha told us now, rather, it's not Kipshuto that she stood in a place. Rather, she lifted up her eyes. To the opening which everybody looks for. Now, here the Carbonator says that that's, the Shara HaShamayim, the gates of heaven. But Raj Nachman says it's talking about the gates of Avraham Avinu, where all the wayfarers used to look for in order to go and stop and rest themselves. Okay? Amar Lefana, so she said, Ribbono Shalom. Alei Tzemir, where Tamar said, in her tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Alei Tzemir, Rekom Yivayzeh, should not come out empty from this house. Tavrach, another interpretation, Vatishim Pesach Enayim, she sat at the opening of the eyes, Shepascho Lo Enayim. She opened for him her eyes. Now, I don't know if it means literally, but it means that she seduced him. How so? Vamralo, she said to him, Penuyani, I'm unencumbered by marriage, Utarani, and I am pure, so therefore you can have relations with me. Okay? So Yehuda wasn't going to have relations with Anida Zona, so. Or Zona Anida, so. She was telling him that she's okay. Bailey's looking boat. Another person in Dashin says Eli was very old, and his kids, the rotten, were rotten, Chofni and Pinchas, and says that Sasher Yashkivun used to lay down with women in front of the Ohel Moed. So Yashkivun, see, if it doesn't say Yashkivun, it's written not Yashkivun that they lay with, but rather Yashkivun they caused to lay down. So Amar Rebbe said, Well, Amin is another famous drasha. Shayanoshim reveals kineim. The women would bring their sets of birdly toil balaim in order to become purified to the husbands at the end of their 40 or 80 days of dam later. Right. Thank you. And they would tarry in to sacrifice the korbanos, and since they would tarry and prevent women from going back home to the husbands, Malay and Akosakila and Shokinimon. The pasuk attributes as if they lay down with them, even though they didn't. They call it's written below in language of they cause others to lay down, meaning they cause others to lack the capacity to lay down. So actually, he's basically rebuked here for there's a rebuke for having caused people not to go home to lie down with their husbands, as opposed to their themselves having lie down, right? Amrei Tanchum, Amrei Tanchum said, "Hadoi du mekater lon." That's what he was. This is what he rebukes them. Eli before his death, he says, "Lo matiz b'chu b'zivchi, v'adu b'zivchi. Why do you kick my korbanos? In other words, you're not properly lishma. Uvimin chasi and my menachos. In Tamar, and if you're going to say a very chamura yeshkan, they committed a very grave sin." What was the grave sin they committed? If you're going to say they actually had adulterous relations with their wives, so we're saying, you didn't bring the korbanos on time. They're adulterers. They act with the korbanos. What about their adultery? Right? So therefore, it's obviously they weren't adulterers, because otherwise Moshe Rabbeinu would have said something. Okay? So that's what it says. Hodov Nakatalon, he rebuked them and said, Eli said to them, why are you kicking my zevach and my mincha? In Tema Avera, Chamura Yishkan, you're going to say that a severe Avera, Mavricha Min Chamura, he keeps them away from a rebuke on the more severe Avera, a Makatra, a Bekala, they rebuke them on the lesser Avera, the Korbanos were late, it's a much greater Avera that the women weren't able to go home. So it must be that they would have relations with the women. Sorry. It must be they didn't literally have relations with the women. It's just that it was if they did it. And therefore, it was part of the general rebuke. They didn't go in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lochu banar b'drachav. Similarly, another rebuke of Chavni and Pinchas. They didn't go Shmuel's pathways. Shunotli Meiser v'donim. Just take Meiser from the participants in the court case. Legitimate Meiser, Meiser Oni, Meiser Levi, but that would cause them to be, not impartial. So, they shouldn't have judged that situation. Amar Rabbi Chelba Brecher said, a slightly different fault, but a similar idea. Mivarachtoi Soveres. Caravans would pass by, and they would forsake the needs of Amisol Chofni Pinchas, and they would go and involve themselves in Beiske Pragmatio, Voskin Pragmatio. Okay, period. Back to Ksuvus. Maisa Rabbi Shmuel, Maisa under the house of Rabbi Shmuel, and Shibu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, based on the chronology, says that that's a Shari Torah to Israel saying they're not me. But in any event, Shapazim is also Isha Bishuksi Por Bitsibori. He stipulated what sustenance a woman who sustenance should get, what chutzarts will receive. He stipulated this in the marketplace in Tzibori. So it says, Mabashuk, why in the marketplace? So the Gemara answers, actually, the Gilead Ephraim says, the word two lines down should be put in here. Avrin Yodin, those who pass through know the market price. Okay?
What's my place?
Shama Rabbi. So basically, he assumed that we know the market price because we lie to people going through the marketplace. Shama Rabbi, so Rabbi or this, Umari said, Man Omar Le Shaloshi Leachlo. Now, Rebbe's taina was not so much on the price, but how do we know that the husband didn't send her food on the sly some other way? What gives you the right to paskin for her food? Maybe she's getting food. She's just not telling you. Is that clear?
One of the possibilities that the husband's doing that is that she's not getting...
You sent a message to the local grocery store and said, you know, support my wife while I'm out of town. It could be. So, furthermore, who says he didn't leave her food in some secret place, which only she knows? Now, skipping these two words because you read it before. Rabbi Ilama, Rabbi Boy Misper Savar, Rabbi. I forgot what I was trying to say. Rabbi said, Boy Mizmar Sovar, he wanted to come and explain, according to Rabbi, the Leis Masisa Beishasish Elabal Mona. Our Mishnah, which permits you to sustain a woman whose husband went to Chutzlars or something like that after the death of her husband, is only if her husband died, not if her husband is alive. According to Rabbi. Because while it's alive, we're afraid he sent property or objects some other way. So if it's only after his death that he couldn't have provided for her, it's not reasonable to only provide it for her, so then we actually have our discussions of what she can and cannot do. Whether she's got to take an oath or not take an oath. But in any event, he says, as I said, Rebbe delays Masisa Beishasish El Balmona. There's no way a woman who's Beishasish can ever get Mizonas because maybe she's getting them anyway and is hiding them. It's only an Almona who can get Mizonas because who she's, you know, who she's hiding stuff from. Okay?
So is this a
Chesur
and
Mechsur
in the Mishnah?
It's kind of. It should be that way, right? It should be a Mechsur and Mechsur, but it's not. You'll see in a minute. Says Mora, Shmuel Rav Shimon Lakish Aved Armin, Shmuel and Rav Shimon Lakish both says, Tabi Amoni Masni, so our Mishnah tell you about Mishnah. Am Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin said, Tai the Beir Sabi Kain, this is where we learned our Mishnah. And this is the way Rabbi Taka learned our Mishnah, the way it's in front of us. Misha Yotzam Dinasayam. So he went to Chutz Laaretz because he had to leave. Why do you have to leave? Why do you think you have to leave? Government. Yeah, so in that case, his wife is like an Amona. Because he didn't have the time nor be able to sneak in any messengers for on his behalf. So it's not actually that we have to change our Mishnah to read Amona. It's Misha Yotza. Okay? As long as it says Misha Yotza. Now, it doesn't say it, Misha says in our Mishnah Misha Holach. Right, the Gemara is going to pick up on that. Says the Gemara. Have a boy name, this is more going to pick up on it. Maybe just before she pick up on it. Our Mishnah, they do have to amend their Mishnah, but not that radically. Holach is not good because Holach means that he went on his own volition and then he could send the shliach. But if it's Yotza, then we assume he didn't go on his own volition, therefore he can't send the shliach. Right. So he can. So Mishiyotza Diyasa, again, Tide Base Rebbe Kain, Mishiyotza Diyasa, Mishtotavaz Mizonos, Havaboyle May Armada Marbeisha Sishi Mas Nisa. Okay. I have a note here, but I don't know what's going on. So just ignore it. Have a boy, man, say, Manamarbe, she must be so. He said, "I'm mitzvah ben eishes ish." Bitchila, so she wants to get mezonos. So initially, she has to take an oath shlosh liach lo, that she didn't get anything. But so, and at the end, in other words, they didn't get anything from her by shliach. But so, at the end, she has to take a shvua. She's like, mina, mishloa arima, did she know anything, and she didn't conduct any treachery. Madam, that's if she's an eishes ish. Madam, about mona, he must be. So whatever he says, I'm rich to about mona. So why are you going to take an oath at the beginning, right? You didn't get a full fund for him. He's dead. So it says, b'tchila shloi niachlo. So the oath at the beginning says he didn't leave her anything. But so, in the oath at the end, is shloi itmina of shloi rima, that she didn't hide anything or didn't secret anything away. So Shmuel said, Achud Rebbe Yechiel, the brother of Rebbe Yechiel, b'shelo machla liyisayvim. Yeah, this is a very difficult line. The good effort, everybody has an interpretation here, but actually, let me go back a line and read this according to the Gilead of Frank, because it works out the best. He learned it up till now as a question. He says, "Mind my about money must be so." Bitchila, go back a couple lines. "Mind my about money must be so." He says, "I'm just about mona." So bitchila shelo in niachla. The shua at the beginning is that she didn't leave her anything. With so, and the shua at the end shelo diminish. She didn't put hide anything. The shelo arima. She didn't. It wasn't treacherous. But mind my about money must be so. Korebi chose our mission about a widow. Bitchila, I understand shloin diachla. The beginning, she takes a shvua that he didn't leave her anything, her dead husband. But b'sof shloit mila shloit rima. But the end, she has to take a shvua that she didn't cheat, and she wasn't treacherous. Once she took a shvua at the beginning that her husband didn't leave her anything, why does she have to take an additional shvua? It's really a question. If her husband is alive, so even though she took a shvua at the beginning, again, like the other Ephraim, it says, she's taking a shvua that she wasn't moichel to the Yisoyim or Ksuba. Because sometimes, as we saw previously, it can be moichel to Ksuba. So her second shvua is that she wasn't moichel to Ksuba. That's what her second shvua is. Okay? Now, what happens if she went out? He went out together with his wife to the Israel. Ubas Varmich came back and said, "Mais Bali, my husband died." Tazun, she gets Mzonas, and Tiltil Ksuvasa, she gets a Ksuva, because one's believed to say her husband died. Kirshani Bali, what if she says her husband divorced her? And woman's not always believed to say her husband divorced her. So Tazun Ksuvasa, she gets fed based on her Ksuva and Manavshach, no matter what. Imi Yeshasish, if she's still married to him, we shall bali his horse anyway, she gets fed from her husband. Imeena Ishasi, she's no longer married. Miksubasiniso, she gets fed because of the Mizonos, which continues even after her husband's death, is part and parcel of the Ksuba settlement. Now, Reshaba Medina Sayab, what if a guy comes to Chutzlar, it's Vishnu Tavas Mizonos, his wife wants to be fed? Varman, he said, Yotsu Maseyadach Mizonosea. He says, whatever you can make in your handiwork, that's your mizonos. Show me law. Listen to him. In the basin say he's got to pay more than that. Pasku, whatever they decided, they decided. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, well, I don't understand. You say that he says to her, what about if she can't make enough handiwork to feed herself? Kadosh, show me law. Do we listen to the guy then who says, go work for yourself? Go starve yourself to death? Says Mori, yeah, we do. Kemad amar emes honos, leisha dvar Torah, midavar Torah. According to people who chose anyway, a woman does get fed me the right. So he's within his rights to say, I'm not feeding you. Even if she doesn't have to wear his oath to feed herself. Because ethical, he's not. A tzaddik, he's not. Gehenim, he'll get. But ironically, what he does is correct, because he's not Meshubah to give it to her. Right? A Kadot time, like we learned, ain't been in Mishnah, ain't based in post game, Actually, it's a Braisa, I think. No, it's a Mishnah. No, it's a Braisa. It's a Braisa? No, it's a Mishnah. I don't know. Anyway, whatever it is. Kind of like that, which it says, ain't based in postkip. Leisha Mizonos, a woman cannot get Mizonos, midmei shvi is from Shemitah fruit. You know why? Because Shemitah fruit has a Kedusha. You can't be Porea Chov de Rabbanon with Shemitah fruit. Doraisas you can, because the Torah told you Shemitah, it's like Hey Momru Ve Hey Momru. Torah said Shemitah, but Torah said you can use Shemitah fruit for your purposes of the rites of mitzvahs. But if it's only the Rabbanon, you can't use Shemitah for that point, purpose. So Mas Mizono says, the Rabbanon, that explains why you can't use for Peru Shemitah for it. Is that clear? It's forbidden to use because of its Kedusha.
What about that it's Hefker?
Doesn't matter. It's Kadosh. You can't use the Bipo Rechov. You can only eat it to use it to yourself. But she can live with her husband and eat during Shemitah. So that's one interpretation, that even since Mizonos are not the right, so you can tell it tough. Rabbi Yossi argues, yes, remember, she is Maaseh De'akadei Mizonos. Only if there's enough in what she's making to feed her. Only then can he release her and say, go work for yourself. So says the Gemara, Kiadot, that's the case. Pasku. In that case, we say that whatever they stipulate. I understand. It should be only if she can make more than she can to support herself. Says the Gemara, Tipote b'shepasku yeser. We're talking about a case, interesting case, that they actually. He's going to give her stuff above and beyond what she normally gets. So that'll balance out. Because that way, one second. Yeah. The Chiddush is next Tuesday. The Chiddush is that he wants to finish it. The Chiddush is that he, even a case where she's going to lose out other stuff, as long as she's not losing out Mizonos, so that whatever deal they make sticks. Okay, that's the Chiddush. In other words, Rabbi Yossi holds. He can't say, see, Maaseh De'akadei Mizonos, if she's not making enough to feed herself. But even if she is making enough to feed herself, she's not making enough for other purposes, he can still say, cut her loose and say, you go work for yourself, despite the fact that you're my wife. Okay? Nowadays, wives make more than husbands, so that's not so much a big deal nowadays. What? Yeah. More teaching. So, says the Gemara, Areisha Yonosim Dina Sayon. What if a guy's a chutzla? It's when he says, "You know, to elu lebanov, let my property be given to my children." Benoisi v'chlal that includes his daughters. Ra'im b'shas miso amrei nasu elu lebanov. Everybody the same statement. Time is about to die. Eim noisi v'chlal doesn't include his daughters. You know why? Because when it's dying, he's thinking people will inherit him, and only sons are considered to be heirs. Before he's dying, so then it can be include anybody, even his daughters. Rabbi Zir b'shem Rabbi Abba, as far as the year Mio, they all said Shnei Dvarim on Chanan. Chanan said two things. Halacha Yitzibo, we pass like him. Shiva Dvarim on Marad Mona. Amon said seven things. And Halacha Yitzibo, we don't pass like him. Rabbi Barzad the Shem Yitzibo Bar Chakula said B'chomakom Shoshaninu Amra Gamliel Rosh Aneias Divrei Amon. Every place he said I like Admon's words. Halacha Yitzibo, Halacha is like Admon. Mishloach Nidas. I'm sorry, went to Chutzart. V'amad echo peiris ishto, somebody got up and supported his wife who was God. Chana Mar Chana said, too bad. Even his most of he lost his funds. Shouldn't have done it. Stalker shmalka. Well, actually, he's a stalker. Right, but that's all this. It's not reimbursable. You can't file, you can't sue. Nechul abnei kwanim gdolim. The children crying going, all right, they say, V'amru, yishava kamotzi, you should take an old kam which he spent. But he told him, take it from the husband. Amrei Bidosman, Hirkus, Kedivere, Bidosman, Hirkus said like them. Amrei Yom Etzaka, Yofa, Amrei Chanon? No. Hanan said, good. He put his money on the deer's horn and tough on him, basically. Right, bar, 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 ma'am. Nope. It's not exclusive. You wouldn't have to pay. The Gemara is going to discuss it. Rebar, ma'am, boy. If I pay up your loan without your consent, so do I? Can I charge you for it? The fluke, the chad of bnei kohen gadolim, seems it would be the same machlokas. Rabbi Yossi said no. Tam of the bnei kohen gadolim tamon. If I pay up your loan, I can't demand reimbursement from you. But here, the kohen gadolim hold lo also died to shtomus yishtoberoh. If it's his own wife, he doesn't want to die in famine. So that's why here it's reimbursable. Baram ha'acha, but by a loan, you say to me, mefayis avinu. I would have gotten to be machil me. I would have mefayis him, appeased him, machili. Says Mar, okay, that may be true by regular loan, but what about a loan where there was a mashko? Hagatz mechada avagabe mashko. Which I paid up a loan in order to get back a collateral, which you left by the guy. He went, what do you mean you mefayis him? But he would have lost your collateral. So you would have had to pay him anyway. So therefore, I did you a favor. Says Mar, no. Mefayis avinu, you have mashkoni. I would have appeased him, and I would have got back my mashko. So therefore, tough on you. I didn't ask you to pay back my loan. Akadum ba'chov sheino dochi. That's true about a ba'chov who's not pressing to get repaid. Ba'fil ba'chov shu dochi. What about a ba'chov who we know is pressing to get repaid? So there, what about if somebody repays? Shamina minado. We hear it from here. V'shoka l'shiklo. It says, if I am barred from providing you benefit. So nevertheless, because you took an oath not to derive any benefit from me, I could still give you a shekel for you. Your machtis a shekel. Says velo shekel, hey, mashkin also, by shekel, they would press you if you didn't pay. Yet I can pay for you, right? I can pay for you, must be because I can't demand reimbursement from you. Because if I could demand reimbursement from you, so I'm giving you hanoah. In other words, there's some relationship between the two of us. And we're mudar hanoah from each other. So if it must be that afil, Adar Maras teaches us, afil ba'chov shu dochi. Even if the guy is pressing and I pay up the loan, I can't go and demand from that guy. Teda shukain, you should know this is true. The team we learned to makri v'alav, kinei zovim v'zovos, kinei yodos katos v'ashamos. It's talking about a case also where there's mudar hanoah. Yet nevertheless, I can pay for all the karbanos that person is required, whether it be male or female. Lo b'shul onasan l'toch yado klum. It's talking about where there's no, it should be like Ella. El b'shul onasan l'toch yado klum. It's talking about a case where I didn't get anything for you, therefore there's no anah. So v'kob b'shul onichlas l'yado klum. Also here there's no anah because there's no relationship between the two. Okay, so now the next thing the Gemara is discussing, we'll leave it for next week, is what about however there's a government lien. This is all private loans. And I can't come to you if I pay up your loan and demand from you. Just like, and that's why in Mudra Hanor, I can pay up your loan. That's not considered to be that I'm providing you with a illicit benefit. And that by Korbanos it's the same thing, but by government it's not like that. Well, as long as it's not standing there. That says, Gemara, Rabbi Shulman Levi Omer, let's leave it. Okay, I always get nervous when I do that. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh, I mean, it's more. Sorry, it's Wednesday. In the winter, I always get mixed up between the... We all blur into each other.